SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump is warning Iran against reconstituting its nuclear program. He said the U.S. military would strike Iran hard if it attempts to rebuild that program. The president made his comments as he welcomed Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu to his home in Florida for talks this afternoon. New details are emerging from yesterday's meeting between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky about a peace plan aimed at ending Russia's war against Ukraine.
Volodymyr Zelensky says that the United States is offering Ukraine security guarantees for a period of 15 years as part of a proposed peace plan with Russia. Zelensky says he would prefer an American commitment of up to 50 years to deter Russia from further attempts at taking Ukrainian land by force. Zelensky told reporters that without security guarantees, realistically, the war would not end. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A winter storm is packing blizzard conditions and dangerous wind chills. Cody Snell at the National Weather Service says that's causing treacherous travel and power outages in parts of the upper Midwest and along the Great Lakes.
In addition to the winds, these strong winds moving across the Great Lakes, the warm lake waters clashing with the cold air moving over top will produce heavy lake effect snow across portions of the Great Lakes, including downwind of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario, specifically into portions of New York State and just south of the Buffalo metro area.
The United States has announced a $2 billion pledge for UN humanitarian aid. The money, though, is a tiny fraction of what the U.S. has contributed in the past. It reflects what the Trump administration believes is a generous amount. Shortly after taking office, the president slashed funding for U.S. foreign assistance earlier this year. This is SRN News. A major church shooting rocked America in 2025.
A gunman opened fire on a children's service at Annunciation Church in Minnesota in August, killing two kids and wounding several more. The tragedy sent ripples running through the U.S. religious community, prompting churches, synagogues, mosques, and institutions of other kinds to look to their security. On a brighter note, one 12-year-old girl shot in the head in the incident and feared to become the third fatality, recovered and is back home. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Lake Tahoe school district is caught between competing policies in California and Nevada on transgenderism. High schools in California's Tahoe-Truckee Unified School District have for decades competed in the Nevada Interscholastic Activities Association in order to limit travel during the snowy winter months. But Nevada bars boys from playing against girls. California allows the practice. This is SRN News. China's persecution of the minority Uyghur population has gone to the next level.
Now, authorities are threatening to detain residents over downloading, listening to, and sharing Uyghur language songs considered sensitive. The tunes, ranging from traditional folk ballads to rap songs, are being targeted for allegedly threatening social stability, damaging the Chinese Communist Party's reputation, and bringing down the public's morale, among other reasons. Rich Thomason reporting.
Pending home sales in the U.S. surged in November to their highest level in 3 years. The National Association of Realtors says sales rose 3.3% last month after October's sales were revised upward. It's the best performance since February 2023. The numbers suggest improving affordability conditions for home buyers. More details at srnnews.com.